The Democratic presidential candidates debated for a fourth time last night, this time in Ohio. Healthcare policy was among the top concerns for some Iowans watching. IPR's Kate Payne watched the debate with a group of voters and brings us some of their reactions.
A few dozen Democrats crowded into a bar in Cedar Rapids Tuesday night. It was the first debate since House Democrats launched a formal impeachment inquiry and comes after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had a heart attack, and at a time when Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is increasingly seen as the field's frontrunner. Now her policies are coming under fresh scrutiny, including her health care stance. Nonprofit executive Opara Rice wants to see reforms that bring down health care costs.
The cost of health care is astronomical, that we do have people dying because they cannot afford treatment. And I think that's frankly pretty disgusting. What I don't know, though, and this is what they don't get into when you have such a large kind of stage, right, of 12 candidates, is how do you actually pay for it?
Rice says Warren faced a new level of pressure to match her new leading status. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar pushed back on how Warren would fund her Medicare for All plan.
And clearly the health care discussion, Klobuchar was really on the aggressive kind of stance tonight.
I think Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that, and I think we owe it to the American people to tell them where we're going to send the invoice.
After seeing the opposition to the Affordable Care Act, Rice says candidates will have to be transparent and clear on this issue.
If you really lay it out in a way that is simplistic, that makes sense, and it actually functionally works for people, I think that people will get there. We have to believe that. It may take a while, but I think people will get there. But we have to have the collective will, and I think we can.
Linda Bach is semi-retired and relocated to Iowa in recent years. If she had to caucus today, she said she'd be for Warren. But she's worried Warren's push to the left on health care could unravel her support.
It's the one thing I have a slight questions regarding Elizabeth Warren's policy, that I don't think it can be just, you know, tomorrow we're going to turn this off and we're going to turn this on. There's too many lives, there's too many jobs at stake, there's too many variables.
Bach says she's leaning hard towards Warren, but if she had to change her pick, she says she could be converted.
I'd have to go with Biden. Even though he's, you know, wouldn't be my choice, but I think that because he has the name recognition, he has the African-American support. He's a man. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
According to the latest Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom Iowa poll, more than 50% of likely Democratic caucus-goers said they worried Medicare for All could either cost the election or was bad policy. The same poll showed 63% saying they could be persuaded to another candidate. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.